The Treasury has extended by 3 months the state-backed bank credit scheme, a very significant part of the government's COVID-19 relief strategy. He talked about and continues to talk about a 500 billion rand package to cushion the blows on the economy. And a significant part of this was a 200 billion rand loan guarantee scheme. The idea was that people in financial difficulties as a result of COVID would approach a commercial bank, and the commercial bank would lend them money at a significantly lower than usual interest rate, and they would be prepared to take that risk because the risk wouldn't be theirs. If the risk, you know, if the risk turned real, then the risk would be covered by Treasury and not by the commercial bank. But less than 10% of the amount of money available for that loan scheme was actually loaned out to businesses. And there's been an extension now of 3 months just to allow all the knots to be tied neatly. Martin Kingston, Vice President at Business Unity SA. Martin, good afternoon. Why did so few businesses approach the banks under this scheme?
Afternoon, John. It's actually a very good question, and the way that you phrased it is correct, which is it's not that the banks were not willing to provide the support, it's that the businesses concerned were reluctant to take on additional debt. We have to remember that many of these banks unilaterally renegotiated or restructured loans between many of their customers and themselves. So some 33 billion rands worth of restructuring was offered by way of debt relief between banks and businesses. We're all disappointed that the loan guarantee scheme wasn't taken up to a greater extent, but we understand and appreciate that most people in an uncertain economic environment were very cautious and worried about taking on additional debt in those sorts of circumstances in which we found ourselves last year, and I have to say are likely to continue this year as well.
Even though the debt was offered at prime, and when does a business in financial trouble get a bank to lend them money at prime, and have them only having to start paying back a year after the loan is made, two of the important sort of realities of this?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, the terms under which the loans were being offered, as you say, were on very preferential terms. But in the final analysis, loans or debt has to be repaid, even if it doesn't need to be repaid immediately, and even if the interest associated with that debt is lower than might otherwise be conventionally the case. And here we have a situation where people were already highly leveraged or geared. They had very significant amounts of debt on their balance sheet, far better than to restructure wherever they could. But to then compound that problem, if we go from SMMEs, as we are really talking about here, that was the target market for this government intervention, to Eskom, where we've seen the reality of compounding debt. We know that the worst that can happen is for people to accumulate greater indebtedness. Rather, they would have sought equity injections, and they're not going to find that, obviously, from commercial banks.
And also, I read is that because the detail of this and the Treasury guarantee of the scheme came later than perhaps it could have, might have, should have, a lot of indebted businesses and sole proprietors had already come to some sort of payment holiday agreement with their banks. So a lot of the debt relief had already happened by the time the scheme became available.
That's exactly right, John. In fact, it's interesting you say this, that it took longer than it should have done to put the scheme in place. The hallmark, I think, of COVID-19 has been that it's taken longer for the necessary interventions to be thought through and implemented than we could afford. Obviously, currently, that's the situation with the rollout of the vaccination program, the same criticisms being levelled. In this particular case, I think that the banks, National Treasury and the Reserve Bank worked as quickly as they could in response to the commitment by the president, which, of course, was a year ago, effectively, to launch this 500 billion rand level of support, of which 200 billion, the vast majority of it, was destined for the loan guarantee scheme. There were some teething problems. They had to be ironed out. The scheme was adapted over time. Some of the conditions and associated terms were considered to be too onerous, and I think that the banks demonstrated flexibility, as did National Treasury. But in the final analysis, the bigger problem, as you say, was A, Many of those businesses had restructured their loans to the extent they could with the banks concerned, and to the extent that they couldn't, they didn't want to take on additional debt. I think that's really the biggest single challenge that everybody found. And we've had many debates and discussions with our social partners at NEDLAC about this. The truth of the matter is that banks have an obligation, they have a fiduciary responsibility to ensure that the credit that they extend is good credit, not bad credit, but that they provide as much support as they realistically can to their customers and to their borrowers.
Martin Kingston, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Vice President at Business Unity SA.